Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Bill Dunkelberg, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest, Chief Economist for the NFIB, with his Small Business Optimism Index that's... he's been doing more than 40 years. It's the gold standard, folks. It's the thing that it's the one that I could fall back on if I want to know what's really going on. That's the one I turn to when I want to find out what's really happening in the marketplace on Main Street, I guess I should say. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. I wanted to ask you quickly. I'm going to get into some of these other elements, but before I do, how much did the weather kick the top of the fourth quarter of 13 and the first quarter of 14? How much did the weather have an impact on the performance of the economy?
Well, it certainly had a significant impact, a negative impact. I mean, you can't buy cars when you can't find them underneath the snow that's piled out there,
right?
You know, and it's, of course, construction and those kinds of activities were certainly, you know, depressed. So there's no question but what there was a significant impact, and most of that, or a lot of that, can be reversed. That is, you will buy the car
because it's pent up demand, right?
Right. I don't know about,
but not
know,
the restaurant. Not the food. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right. If you didn't go out to eat, you know, nobody's going to make that up per se. But mm-hmm. So it was. But the interesting thing is, so the question is: does the slowness we see in the growth of the economy weather related, or is it more fundamental? And I just said, you know, well, let's look at the parts of the country that didn't have really bad winter weather, like Florida and California and mm-hmm. Texas and so on. You know, they account for, you know, at least a third of our gross domestic product. And Texas, I mean, you know, a couple years ago had more job creation than the rest of the country put together, mm-hmm. and yet their numbers aren't that good. So in the parts of the country where there wasn't winter, the numbers were not particularly impressive. So mm-hmm. we're just
so we can't blame it all on the economy, because as you say, mostly just the north, the Midwest, and the Northeast got hit the worst.
Right, exactly.
With the winter. So, but still, it did have an impact. Our friend Chad Moutre, chief economist at National Association of Manufacturers, says his members were complaining about the weather and how it, you know, their workers couldn't get to factories in a lot of cases.
Yep, so, that's it. So, that, you know, so we lost a lot of production and a lot of days of work. And
right.
Say, some of it, you know, some chunk of it, I don't know how much, we'll make up, and some part we won't. But just right. because you didn't go out to dinner doesn't mean you don't spend the money some other way. Maybe you will, you know, watch movies or, you know, bought some stuff on the Internet, did your shopping there instead of going out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, so the overall savings rate didn't really go up. We spent the money somewhere, even if we couldn't get out of the house or get construction started or whatever.
Here's a couple of more indicators. Capital spending was down, if I'm not mistaken. Earnings and wages were down. Well, not wages, but earnings were down because of labor costs. Tell us about those.
Yeah, certainly labor costs are rising for small businesses. We ask them if they increase or decrease compensation, and we see that that's been on a fairly strong upward trend since the bottom of the recession back in 2009. That's good news for the employees, of course, but of course it's tough on your earnings when the sales aren't keeping up with it. So that's the difficulty that we're having on this. That's the earnings pressure from the higher mm-hmm. compensation. Now, the only thing we don't know in our survey, because I didn't think of it back in 1973, is to separate out benefits from take-home pay.
Right.
So I think what we're seeing is a lot of increase in benefits, which, of course, doesn't change the amount of money that the worker takes home and spends out there on Main Street.
Right, right. And is that going to, Obamacare is going to increase that probably, isn't it?
Yeah, for the next year or two, that's going to be
mm-hmm.
a big item.
Yeah. And credit, I noticed that credit, availability of credit was still a small thing for your audience and for your respondents. And we yours was only 5% said they needed more help with credit. And when I polled my audience a week or so ago about this, Bill, only 3% said that this was a big deal. So
yeah, that's the number we agree with.
Small businesses get most of their growth capital from bank loans. If they're not borrowing money from banks, and they're obviously not based on your numbers and my numbers, then that means that the small businesses, by extension, are not growing.
That's exactly right. You know, once they're up and running, about 95% of the small businesses get their money from a bank.
Yeah,
and they're
exactly
not
right.
Borrowing.
That's exactly, and that's a 5-year trend, isn't it, Bill?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Longer than that, even.
We need to turn that around, folks. If you want Main Street to, if you want the economy to grow Main Street. Deliver policies or get out of the way of small businesses on Main Street. That's how you get it to grow. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Jim, thanks a lot. Take care of yourself.
Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I told you we'd get smarter when Bill joined us. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.